We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome to the show. Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so we've had some really cool ghost stories already. You guys, if you're just joining us, I kid you not, I've been doing this for a long time, you're aware of that, and the most requested show that I get, the show that people ask me the most about, is it coronavirus? No. Is it Ask a Veterinarian? No. You know what it is? It's the ghost show. You guys love the Halloween ghost shows, so there's nothing too big going on today, so I figure, you know what, I'm going to sneak one in and mail it in. I'm sorry, wait, what I said was, I'm going to sneak one in. Now, I might do one closer to Halloween as well. I really want to hear from people who've never called this show with a ghost story before, all right? I mean, I've told you, I mean, look, I've had weird experiences, like at Notre Dame in Paris before it burned down, a candle literally flew in front of me. I mean, and there was no explanation for that. It wasn't the wind. There wasn't anybody lurking by the wall. It just literally went, it just meow, right in front of me, like an arrow. Like, holy crap. So, being me, I picked it up, bought it, and lit it, said a prayer, and moved on. But I've never seen a ghost. I want to see a ghost. Never seen one. I felt some weird things, but feelings are feelings. Feelings aren't proof of anything except a feeling. I mean, you know, you can, how do you prove love? I mean, love is a feeling. I know you prove hate. You flip the guy off who doesn't go at the green light after you honk vociferously. But anyway, that's just temporary hate. It's a disagreement on the road, and I don't encourage it. So I put this little thing up on Bowerly on WBEN Facebook. If you've got actual pictures of, you know, ghosts or paranormal stuff, put them up on Facebook. Guys, don't put the pictures of Biden up. Don't put the Caspers up. Show me some love. I don't want the humor. I want the real deal. Show me that respect. Show me that love, okay? I deserve it, all right? I deserve your love and your wife's love as well. I mean, I do. So anyway, if you've actually seen a ghost, I want your call. And if pots and pans start being hurled across your kitchen without any human being involved or any giant rodent, I'd kind of be interested in that as well. But just make your story real. I will ask you questions. We do not allow stories to start off with, I was asleep and, because the most obvious explanation is, and you had a dream that you saw a ghost. Done. 803. And people do try to sneak by, like, I know I was awake. Well, that's really interesting because, as I said at the beginning of the last hour, because of COVID brain, I literally thought that I'd had a conversation with a friend of mine who said in the conversation he was leaving his job. And I couldn't figure out if that had really happened or if I dreamt it. So I texted him yesterday and he said, yeah, dude, that conversation did not take place. Like, thank you for the clarification. Yeah, what can I say? It's not how my brain usually works, but I don't know. It's a weird thing, and hopefully going away sometime soon. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Weird ghost stories. I mean, I guess there wouldn't really be a normal ghost story. Here's Kathy in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. So didn't see a ghost, but this is what happened. So I lost my daughter to a car accident back in 2007. And her birthday is May 23rd. So every May 23rd, we celebrate her life. So just kind of keep that date in mind while I'm telling this story. So my other daughter graduated with her Bachelor's of Science in Criminal Justice on May 22nd. So for her celebration, she wanted to fly to Vegas, right? So we decided to fly to Vegas to go celebrate her graduation. Now, several years before my daughter that passed away, several years before her accident, I was having a hard time. She gave me a ring to bring me good luck. So after she passed away, that ring had extreme sentimental value to me, as you can imagine. So about 5 years or so ago, I misplaced that ring and I was just sick about it. Like, I cried. I looked all over the house. I looked everywhere for this ring. So anyway, so May 23rd was my deceased daughter's birthday. We also left for Vegas on May 23rd. So we get our connecting flight in Phoenix, and my grandson, my deceased daughter's son, who I'm raising, had texted me, and he says, "Grandma, I think I found my mom's ring." Sure enough, he texted me a picture of the ring, and it was her ring, and I was ecstatic, and it was found by her son on her birthday in a place that I searched for a zillion times.
Wow.
And to continue with the good luck and the feelings that Elizabeth was with me, we made our connecting flight to Vegas, and it was still May 23rd. I put 60 cents in the slot, and I won $1,600. So right then and there, I knew it was my daughter. She's always with me, and there you have it.
I don't doubt that your daughter is always with you at all. Now, the story about the ring being found in a place you had searched high and low for, I find that very, very interesting. And the fact that it was found on her birthday, which you continued to celebrate after you lost her, his mother's ring. So I would like you to tell me what you think that was all about.
I just know that it was Elizabeth that was sending me a signal that she is always by my side, and she went through her son, which I thought that was phenomenal, and she just led him to that spot. Where I'm in that spot all the time, like daily, you know, it's like a junk drawer, right? It's like you just throw stuff in there. And sure enough, I mean,
if the ring had sentimental value, what was it doing in the junk drawer?
Well, because I'm stupid, because I took it off. I remember I was just taking it off. I was doing some housework. It's just a very dainty little ring.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's just.
No, look, I'm going to tell you something. The first two anniversaries of my father's death, when I was driving somewhere on the day he died, the year after he died, and the second year after he died, he knew that I loved hummingbirds. And on both of those days, a hummingbird went right in front of my driver's window, right in front of me, hovered there for several seconds, and then moved on. It only happened on those two occasions to the exclusion of all other occasions. Now, what am I to make of that? Is that random chance? Possibly. Could be. But I'd like to think it had deeper significance, but I can't prove it.
No, but you can't prove it, but you have faith, right? So I have faith. So
I have faith in what I can prove. And to me, it's an interesting story, but it's not determinative of anything. At least your story, you know, has some hard evidence to it, i.e. the ring.
Right. So that's not the only time that she showed her spirit to me as well, either. So earlier on in this grief journey, we would celebrate her birthday, and I would take the day off from work, and my husband and I, we had been sitting outside having a fire, because it's in May, it's beautiful, beautiful evening, and we were up one night until about 2 o'clock in the morning celebrating her, drinking some wine, and I came in the house, and there was an object laying in the middle of my kitchen floor, and I bent over to pick it up, and it was this earring that I haven't seen in years. Like, I could care less about this earring. Like, I never... As a matter of fact, I moved here from Missouri back to New York after her accident because this is where I'm from. The last time I saw that freaking earring was in Missouri.
Whoa. Where'd you live in Missouri?
Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah. That's a really... I don't know what to make of it. You know, I mean, as far as winning in Vegas, I'd like to think that, you know, it could have been $1.6 million as opposed to 1,600. I mean, looking at it rationally now, okay?
Right.
Looking at it rationally, people go to Vegas and they win all the time. They also lose all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was at the casino in Niagara Falls. I was on a heater. Every slot machine I played, I was winning $1,500, $1,800. This was like 5-6 machines. I was on a heater. I haven't won a dime since. But there was no spiritual significance to it. I don't know, for whatever reason, got lucky that night.
I haven't won a dime since either, and I've been back to Vegas.
Interesting. All right. I'm glad you called, and I'm sorry that you had to experience the death of a child, especially so suddenly without any warning at all. That's never going to go away. And you have my deepest and continuing sympathies for that, and I'm glad that you found comfort in recovering the ring she gave you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the call. Finding the ring on her birthday, kind of cool, especially since she said she looked for it over and over. Now, there are some people who are going to say, well, you know, how many times have you overlooked something and then, oh, well, there it was. It was right in front of me the whole time. That does happen. But on the contrary side of things, that hummingbird story I told you, absolutely true. The only two times it's happened, the first two anniversaries of my dad's death, didn't happen before, didn't happen since, only those two times. So am I to believe that, I don't know what to believe. Maybe it was some kind of a weird message. Maybe the hummingbird is my spirit animal. I've always thought that Al Swearengen from Deadwood was my spirit animal, but I could be wrong. Let's go to the calls on WBEN some more. Diane in Derby. Diane, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Howdy.
I live in an old 200-and-some-year-old schoolhouse. And after we moved in, I hear voices. I hear my name being called. But then after I had my children, my two daughters would frequently see two children come to their bedroom and want to play. Happened many times. And then once they got older, it kind of stopped. But then we got this one dog, a Westie, and he would constantly go to this one spot in the house and bark at the ceiling. And repeatedly. And finally got tired of it and started saying, you know, knock it off. And it would stop. But the one significant time, I was walking to the house from outside when I got home from work, and I could hear him bark and bark and bark. And I just opened the door, took one step in, and all of a sudden this growly voice says, "Get out!" And it took me by surprise. I took a step back, closed the door, and he's still barking. And I thought, well, I'm going in. So I went in, and here he is on the kitchen table looking up at the kitchen ceiling and barking as hard as he could bark. And then suddenly it just quit. So that's my story.
Did you ever... Okay, my first thought is, was there anything in the kitchen ceiling? Like, you know, body?
No.
Well, I mean, you don't know, I guess, unless you dug it out. I mean, I'm thinking, why would the dog be barking at that one spot? Maybe a dead rat, maybe a dead human, maybe your dog was a secret cadaver dog. But the voices, after you moved into the house and the voice said your name, what kind of a voice was it?
It was a male voice.
Older?
Yes.
Did it sound anything like the voice that said, "Get out"?
No. And a lot of children, you would hear children laughing and giggling and when nobody else is home.
See, this, this is interesting because, one of the things that I don't understand about ghosts, are they simply reflected energies that are just doing the same thing over and over, or do they actually have consciousness? Now, we've heard a couple of stories today, yours in particular, get out is like, that's a command to an action you are doing in real time. So I'm tempted to say, well, wow, that sounds like a ghost that knew what was going on this side of the ground. Now, you said your house was well over 200 years old, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any investigation into the people who used to live there, their lives, whether anybody died there that you could figure out?
No. Well, yes, but nobody ever died in the house. But I thought, who would want to haunt their old schoolhouse, right?
Oh, it's an old schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. You no longer live there.
Yes, I still live there.
Are you serious? So does this stuff still go on?
No.
It stopped.
Yep.
I wonder why. Why do you think it stopped?
I'm not sure whether it's because the children, because they say that children can see and hear things, you know, whether it's because they're grown up and no longer there. I no longer have that particular dog, but I have other dogs that never seem to bother with anything.
I wonder if the, like you said, it started after you moved in. I wonder if, you know, if the spirits or whatever you want to call it said, oh, new people, let's scare the hell out of these people, or, you know, they're upsetting our delicate ghosty balance here. What a fascinating story. Thank you very much. And is your house in Derby?
No, it's outside country.
Outside country. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, and you know, being, again, guys, being logical about it. Remember, we didn't have hospitals 200 years ago. So if you were sick, the doctor came to your house. So it would be unusual if you had a 200-year-old house where somebody didn't die. In particular, children. Go back, look at your family tree, and you're going to be amazed, if you're a genealogist, at how many people didn't make it. I mean, some of my ancestors literally had three sons in a row named Pierre. And only one of them survived to adult. I mean, you would think that they'd stop the name Pierre like it's a bad luck charm or something, but they were persistent people. Anyway, that was the French-Canadian side of the family, which goes way back to like the 1660s. But anyway, welcome to the program, 326. So she didn't see anything, but isn't that like right out of a horror movie? You're going into the house, the dog is barking, and a human voice growls at you, get out. I mean, isn't there a comedy bit, something like that? But damn, good stuff. These stories today are pretty amazing, I mean, for the most part.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, thank you, Pasquale. It is Bowerly at News Radio 930 WBEN. So after all this time doing this show with you guys, the most popular, most requested, most sought after, most discussed whenever I am out topic is the ghost shows we do around Halloween. And sometimes just to upset you, I throw them in the middle of summer when it's slow. But anyway, I saw an opportunity to sneak one in today, so that's what I'm doing. And like I said, I'm going to reserve judgment, but I'm also going to ask you questions, because when it comes to the paranormal, you have to ask questions to try to get a better sense of that with which you are dealing. I've never seen a ghost, but I've had some freaky things happen to me that are in the paranormal realm. I've explained them to you, the capturing of the EVP, the hummingbirds on the anniversary of my dad's death, the first 2 years after he died. But like I say, I've the candle at Notre Dame. There was also another one, too. This happened in the castle at Old Fort Niagara. We had a ghost hunter. Before there were the real ghost hunters on TV, there was a guy named Norman Gauthier from Manchester, New Hampshire. And I had him on the show. We brought him into town, and we spent the night at the castle at Old Fort Niagara in Youngstown. And here's what's really interesting. I didn't pick up anything. Norm didn't pick up anything, but the cameraman from Channel 2 did. And the Channel 2 cameraman picked up audio where, like, there was no sound in that building at the time. And the audio was of what sounded like a booted foot walking and a heavy wooden door slamming. Those sounds were not taking place in real time. I have no idea why the guy from Channel 2 got it on tape and Norman didn't. I think we were all rolling at the same time, but I assure you that there was nobody walking around, because that was like the rule. Once the tapes go on, everybody shuts up, nobody moves a muscle, because it's just too easy to get confused. And if you do make a sound, you say, that was me coughing. That's how you do EVP work. I mean, I've captured EVPs. I thought that was pretty cool. One said blue flame. The other said, do you want me? And the blue flame one is interesting because it's a Catholic thing. I'm not Catholic. Archangel Michael and his, Knights of the Blue Flame are protectors of people. So I like to think that maybe whatever spirit was communicating with me was telling me that I have a ring of protection around me. You know, I'd also like to think I'm 6'4", but, you know, wish in one hand and see which fills up first, right? All right, 803-0930, there's Bad Santa 1. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Billy Bob Thornton's Goliath. No, I have not watched it yet. I have not, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't know. I haven't done a search online for this. I want you to pay attention to Billy Bob Thornton's ties in season 4 of Goliath. And I want you to think about some Jimmy Stewart movies of the film noir era and see if you can spot the tie. I'll tell you right out, he is wearing the tie Jimmy Stewart wore in a very famous movie. A little bit of trivia about Billy Bob Thornton. All right, let's get to the calls on WBEN, who is still alive, actually. Here's, oh my goodness, Rambo Jim and North Tonawanda. Talk about fish out of water. Rambo Jim, you're on WBEN. You have a ghost story?
Yeah, Tom, I was stationed, you already know this, I was stationed at Fort Bragg when I was on active duty. And it just so happens, Fort Bragg and both the, I'm setting the stage for this, during Fort Bragg, during the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, was a huge battleground, two different wars. Not to mention that there were so many battles fought in what is now called Fort Bragg between white settlers and the various Indian tribes that were living in that area at the time. And we were out in the woods for 3 days. I was attached to the 4 Deuce Mortar Platoon. To make a long story short, it was our last night before we went back to the barracks. Well, it just so happened the next morning they were having a big battalion inspection. So our lieutenant, who was in command, said, you know what? He said, we've been busting our humps for 3 days. I'm tired. The men are tired. He told the section sergeant, we're going to stay out here in the woods tonight, and then we'll go back in the morning, and we'll skip the battalion inspection, and I'll just tell the captain we couldn't make it back till this morning, till the morning. And he said, and the captain won't question me about that. So we find this fire break and this trail going through the woods, and we pull up to the site. Tom, now this was in the hours of daylight. I mean, a gorgeous sunny day. It was in the month of October, but it was Indian summer at Fort Bragg, and it was gorgeous. But, Tom, as soon as we shut the vehicles, the engines to our vehicles off, Tom, I'm telling you, there was a presence. Sure enough, less than a minute later, one of the men yells out, Lieutenant, over here, come over here, I got to show you something. Lieutenant grabs his M16, he goes right over. There was a plaque on the ground, Tom, on the ground. It said, I'm paraphrasing what was written on the plaque, but it said, at this site, these Union soldiers, shortly after first light, were making breakfast. The Confederate soldiers came upon them by surprise, you know, and there was a big fight between the Confederate and Union soldiers, and all the soldiers that were killed at that battle, I guess, were all buried right there after the battle was over by whoever on the spot. That's what the plaque said that was on the ground. And we were just like, the lieutenant said, you know, he said, as soon as we pulled up, he said, I sensed something, and we all did. We all, Tom. You know, like, Tom, you don't see anything, but you just, like you were talking about to that one woman about a malevolent presence.
Yeah.
That's how it was. You just, you couldn't see a ghost, per se, like you see, say, oh, I saw a ghost. No, but you sensed it. There was a presence there, because like the lieutenant said that night when we were sitting around our campfires, he said, there were too many men that were killed here and died quickly and violently and very young, most of them. And you just knew all night long, Tom, it was the spookiest night of my night.
But you didn't see anything. You just felt the presence.
Yeah, you just knew something was wrong. Even when we pulled up in the daylight, there was a presence. It seemed, maybe it was our imagination somewhat, but after it got dark, in fact, the lieutenant said, during, after we pulled up and he read that plaque, he told the section sergeant, he said, I want firewood, I want this camp set up immediately before it gets dark, because in October, you know, the days are shorter. And he said, before it gets dark, I want this camp set up, and I want enough firewood laid in, he told the section sergeant, to get us through the night. I want fires tonight. He wasn't, you know, he just sensed right away. And, you know, it was spooky all night, and sure enough, the next morning we're leaving. The vehicles were lined up. We were packed up. We were just waiting for our lieutenant to look around and do the equipment check, make sure we didn't leave anything laying around. And sure enough, Tom, we heard a crow call. And the lieutenant said, that's it. He said, I've had it with this place. He got the Jeep. He gave the signal, the manual signal, for everybody to turn the vehicles on, their engines to the vehicles. And then he told his driver, he gets in the Jeep and he says, that's it. We're out of here. drive.
Dude, the whole thing with the crow, okay? Look, I every single movie, when you hear a crow, caw-caw, you know something bad is going to happen. The corvids are amongst the smartest birds on the planet. The crow is probably telling other crows, people on the ground here, look out. Just saying. Jim, I thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I would like to know, because I'm not going to give you the names of the funeral homes, but I have one email from somebody who used to work at a local funeral home saying, sorry, never saw anything weird at my funeral home. But then I've got another email from another guy from a funeral home saying he cannot even begin to count all the things that have happened in his place. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So one would think that hospitals, nursing homes, and funeral homes might be teeming with ghosts. Do they? Are they? I mean, if a lot of people died 200, 100 years ago outside of hospital, you know, and that was the case. I mean, guys, doctors made house calls. You were sick. You didn't go to ICU. You were at home, especially back in the 1860s, 70s, 80s. You know, the hospitals weren't what they are now. And you were actually probably better off in most cases being at home. But a lot of people say, well, somebody died in this house. Well, a lot of people die in hospitals and nursing homes and all that stuff. I would think that these things would be teeming with supernatural activity, but I don't know. I've never seen a ghost. Many of you have seen a ghost. I like your stories, your true ghost stories. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I took down the post on Facebook because it was just being abused. So if you have documentation you can send me, that's cool. Tom@WBEN.com. Tom@WBEN.com. Your ghost stories. Not UFOs, not near-death experiences, but your ghost stories. Here's Morris in Buffalo. Morris, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, I have hundreds and hundreds of ghost stories that I've experienced, but one stands out among all of them, and it was in my apartment downtown, and I come into my bedroom and turn the hockey game on, turn the light on, and there was a thunderstorm going overhead, so I figured I'd turn off the TV, and then I turned off the light. As I was touching the light went off, I must have got struck by lightning. And I saw five ghosts up in the corner of the room. And the females, they were dressed, there was five females and one male. Now, interesting, they were dressed in like late 18th century nightgowns.
Okay, hold on, because there's so many questions that I've got, and I got to take a break here. Who has time to count ghosts would be the first question. Counting crows, yes. Counting ghosts, I don't know. All right, it's Bowerly, your favorite, most requested topic, your real-life ghost stories. I want to go back to Morris. Now, he says he's got hundreds of stories, but one night, it was a dark and stormy night with a lightning storm in the air, and you saw five ghosts. And my first question is, they actually hung around long enough to be counted, to do roll call?
Yeah, they were moving very slowly up in the corner of the room, and they were like electrified, not like a where you could see their clothes, you know, you could clearly see an image. They were outlined by energy, and they were moving real slow. And the one of the ghosts came down and actually flew through half of my face. So his face came through mine. And instead of being scared, I was amazed. I was like, wow, this is amazing, you know. And it's real, it's pretty. You know, and I never shut the lights off in that bedroom again.
Okay, very interesting. I don't know what to make about that. I mean, having a ghost pass through your body? Let us get back to the calls. I can't even begin to analyze that. I don't think I'm qualified. I mean, usually it's a fleeting glimpse, you know? It's not something that stays around for a long time. It's usually a fleeting glimpse. Here is Bob. Anybody ever had a conversation with a ghost? Here's Bob on a cell phone on WBEN. Yes, over the years, I think I've had some. You're on. Hello. Bob. Bob and a cell phone going once. Twice. And Auf Wiedersehen. I'm sorry about that. Here's Amy in Albion on WBEN. Amy, ghost stories. You are up.
Hey, Tom.
Howdy.
So ghost stories, a lot of this stuff always ends up surrounding my son. But just to set it off, I bought a house back in 2007 in Middleport with my first husband and divorced him a year later in 2008 and ended up with a new husband in 2009. So come to find out that he had his relatives owned the house that I had purchased, and he moved in. And with him came probably 50 foot lockers full of junk, just stuff. And so we had everything stored in this upstairs bedroom that used to be my son's. And it was just, you could barely walk in there. It was just foot lockers everywhere. And one night the kids and I were sitting downstairs watching a movie. I don't know, it was sometime late at night. And we heard this huge crash. And we're talking, this is a 1820s house. So, you know, the kind that, you know, you jump up and down just once and the whole house shakes. Well, it shook the house. And we're like, holy crap, everything fell down. So we go upstairs, we open the door, nothing's out of place at all. Everything is exactly where it belongs. We check the other rooms, nothing. Everything was where it was. The dogs were all asleep, nothing. So other weird things kept happening. The bathroom door would lock itself. Lights would turn on and off. My son and his friend had seen a ghost up in the adjacent room. And I said, well, describe it for me. And he said, well, it was an older guy. He had a baseball hat on. He was smoking a cigar. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I talked to my neighbors across the street who were related to the owners also. And they said, oh, yeah, they brought out a picture. And I showed it to my son. I said, this guy? And they're like, yeah, that was, well, that's Uncle Pete that used to own the house. And he's like, yeah, that's him. And so strange things kept happening.
That's okay. This intrigues me. I'm going to have to break, obviously, but hold on. I've heard this happen before where people see things, then they find a photograph of the suspect, and the person who sees the ghost says, yes, that's the person I saw. This is not the first time I've heard this story. And ladies and gentlemen, I've said this before. I don't know what ghosts are. I've never seen a ghost. Had some weird things happen, but I've never seen a ghost. I'd like to see a ghost. And I'm pretty sure at this jaded point in my life, if I did see a ghost, I would be like, okay, this is really cool. Thanks for showing. Nice to see you. Stick around. I don't easily frighten. I easily startle, but that's not the same as being frightened. But that's interesting. All right. Good stuff, man. These ghost shows get better every time I do them. You'd have to be a real psycho to make up some of these stories. I mean, these are real, genuine stories because, I mean, there's a lot of nuts in the world, but not in this audience. Not here. This is a pretty grounded bunch of folks. Anyway, except the ones who still believe anything written on QAnon. You are not grounded. You need help. All right, it is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.